And now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a fair-haired farm boy named Jim who had 25 cats. Most of them lived out in the barn and chased mice. A few were beloved house pets. All of them had names. Jim's cats were more than farm animals, you see. They were family. Each was distinctly recognizable not only by appearance but by personality. Each had its own habits and quirks, its own needs and sensitivities. Jim found something to love in every one of them, and each in its own way returned the affection. Since infancy, Jim was plagued with severe asthma. It almost killed him when he was 9. The chronic illness kept him in bed a lot, but Jim's frequent confinement never became impossibly lonely, for there was always at least one cat nearby, one little whiskered, wide-eyed friend who seemed somehow to understand and to care. Those were the memories that Jim took with him from the family farm near Fairmount, Indiana, into adulthood, into a $1.60 an hour ad agency job, and a small apartment in Muncie. And then one day he fell in love. Her name was Carolyn. She was pretty and she was fun. He proposed and she accepted. And then one evening after they were married, Jim learned the rest of the story. The couple visited a friend's house for the first time. They were greeted at the door. 5 minutes later, Carolyn's eyes suddenly became teary and red. Jim, puzzled and concerned, asked what was wrong. By then, his bride was scratching and sneezing. She turned to their host. "You have a cat," she declared. In fact, he did not, had no pets. But 2 years before, a previous owner of the house had indeed kept several cats. Well, Jim was astounded. He'd never even suspected his wife's allergy, much less the incredible acuteness of it. Now, what was he to do? He had loved cats since childhood. He had hoped to have pet cats again someday. Now he could not even go near a cat for fear of sending his dear Carolyn into a sneezing fit. Over the years which followed, Jim tried his best to be considerate. He visited cat owners. He cuddled their pets, but always alone. And then returning to his own home, he would head straight for the laundry room. He would remove all of his clothing, including his socks, and toss everything into the washing machine. And then he would take a shower, washing even his own hair. All of this Jim did for the love of Carolyn. And yet he continued to seek a more satisfying solution to their dilemma. The fact that he loved cats and she could not. And eventually Jim created for himself a paper pet. A cat made of paper and ink and memories. And wife Carolyn was not allergic to him. For Jim, the fair-haired Indiana farm boy who grew up loving cats by the dozens, the frustrated husband whose wife's allergy ensured a catless marriage, he, Jim Davis, at least partly solved that problem, and in the process, bestowed upon the rest of us an unforgettable, funny paper feline. You may have wondered how life began for a sarcastic, overstuffed, lazy, lovable cat named Garfield. Well, now you know the rest of the story.